Linux Voice, Issue 1, Page 30, Group Test. Mayank Sharma gathers the best file encryption tools to help you take charge of your personal privacy. Let's define what we mean by this vague term. The Snowden revelations have reinvigorated interest in personal privacy. You can control access to the data in your computer with the use of file permissions and user accounts, but this type of protection isn't enough to deter a determined intruder. The only sure way to keep your personal data to yourself is to encrypt it. Working with encrypted data is an involved process, but it'll go a long way in reinforcing your security and insulating your data from unwanted attention. You'll find lots of open source encryption software in your distribution's package repository. Some leading distributions like Fedora, Ubuntu, and Linux Mint even let you encrypt your entire disk while you're setting it up. Then there are applications that will help you create encrypted silos within your file system or entire partitions. The hallmark of these applications is that they can do on-the-fly encryption. This means they will automatically encrypt your data before writing it to disk and decrypt it when called for, assuming you have the right credentials. On the downside, there's usually a performance hit with transparent encryption, depending on the type of cipher you've used to scramble the data. However, some tools can take advantage of dedicated cryptographic hardware extensions built into many modern desktop processors to minimize the performance degradation. Now then, which of our chosen contenders is best for you? The tools on test are TrueCrypt, BestCrypt, ZuluCrypt, EcryptFS, and EncFS. The crucial criteria for our test: all the tools were installed using their recommended installation mechanisms. Tools that were easier to install and use were rated higher. However, encryption is a complicated subject that needs to be handled with care, which is why we also looked at the help and documentation offered. We didn't test the security provided by the tools because they all use industry standard ciphers to encrypt the data. We do, however, take note of the ones that enable their users to select the encryption cipher and its strength. We also look at usability with respect to their feature set. A feature-rich command line app isn't necessarily a better option than a simpler, more intuitive graphical tool that gets the job done. Finally, we also test the performance of each app by creating containers of equal size using the default ciphers. We then copy a bunch of small and large files and time the operation with the time command. This isn't by any means a reliable benchmarking technique, but it should give you an idea about the relative performance of each tool. Supported ciphers. Do they meet industry standards? All encryption software relies on a cipher to encrypt. A cipher is an algorithm that does the encryption and decryption. Also important is the key size of the cipher that's used to encrypt. As the key size increases, so does the complexity of exhaustive search to the point where it becomes impractical to crack the encryption directly. The most popular encryption cipher is the Advanced Encryption Standard, AES, which is based on the Rijndael cipher. AES, with a key of 256 bits, is widely used, and as it offers the right balance of speed and security. Everything in this group test defaults to this cipher combination. Besides ZuluCrypt, which only uses AES, all others offer additional ciphers. EncFS and EcryptFS also support the two-fish algorithm, while TrueCrypt additionally offers a serpent and BestCrypt offers Blowfish, CAST and GOST 28147-89. Serpent and two-fish are considered by the US National Institute of Standards and Technology to have a higher security tolerance than AES, but are also slower. TrueCrypt is the only tool that supports cascade encryption, which is the process of encrypting an already encrypted message, either using the same or a different algorithm. It supports five algorithms for this purpose, including AES TwoFish and Serpent TwoFish AES. Another security feature that all these encryption tools offer is the use of key files. A key file is a file whose content is combined with a password. Until the correct key file is provided, no volume that uses the key file can be unmounted. TrueCrypt also supports adding salt data to the encrypted container. The salt comprises values generated by TrueCrypt's random number generator and makes it difficult to pre-compute all the keys for a dictionary attack. If a 512-bit salt is used, there are 2 to the power of 512 keys for each password. We'd also like to point out that ZuluCrypt is a front-end to the Crypt Setup utility, which can set up encrypted LUKS volumes based on the DMCrypt kernel module. LUKS is the Linux Unified Key Setup, which is a disk encryption specification designed specifically for the Linux. DMCrypt via the Crypt Setup command line tool can use any algorithm that is built into your kernel, which you can also find out with the cat/proc/crypto command. It also can add salt when creating the LUX container. Our verdict for these are TrueCrypt with 4 out of 5, BestCrypt with 3 out of 5, ZuluCrypt with 3 out of 5, EcryptFS 2 out of 5, and EncFS 2 out of 5. What can it encrypt? The encryption tools in this group test can be classified into two types based on how they operate. TrueCrypt, BestCrypt, and ZuluCrypt perform block device encryption. That is, they encrypt everything written to a certain block device. The block device can be a whole disk, a partition, or even a file mounted as a loopback device. With block device encryption, the user creates the file system on the block device and the encryption layer transparently encrypts the data before writing it to the actual lower block device. One advantage of this is that attackers learn nothing about the file system unless they have the means to decrypt the data. They wouldn't even know the type of file system or the directory structure. While encrypted, it just appears like a large blob of random data. On the other hand, a disadvantage of block device encryption is that a fixed region of storage must be pre-allocated. That's where stacked file system encryption solutions like EcryptFS and EncFS come into the picture. They add an additional layer to an existing file system. Files that are written to an encryption-enabled folder are encrypted on the fly before the underlying file system writes them to disk. While they don't need a fixed region of storage, on the downside, they don't hide file metadata such as the number of files, directory structure, file sizes, permissions, etc. Using TrueCrypt and ZuluCrypt, you can create an encrypted disk within a file or within a non-system partition or USB disk. They cannot encrypt the boot partition or the boot drive in Linux. TrueCrypt supports this feature in its Windows version, but you can use ZuluCrypt to encrypt, decrypt any file with either a passphrase or a key file. BestCrypt offers different encryption products, but only the Containers app is available for Linux, which creates encrypted containers in which to store files. Our verdict? TrueCrypt, 3 out of 5. BestCrypt, 2 out of 5. ZuluCrypt, 4 out of 5, EcryptFS 2 out of 5, and EncFS 2 out of 5. Noteworthy features. What makes our chosen few stand out from the crowd? TrueCrypt is the most portable solution of all the tools in this group test because you can use the application without having to install it. One of its most notable features is the ability to create a hidden volume inside another encrypted volume. Although many experts have played down this feature's effectiveness in concealing the fact that there's a hidden container from a determined attacker, it does provide plausible deniability to casual inspection. Under Windows, you can even run a hidden operating system from this partition, though this functionality, as with many of TrueCrypt specialists' features, is unavailable on Linux. BestCrypt also enables you to create a hidden container inside an already encrypted volume. In fact, with BestCrypt, unlike TrueCrypt, you can create multiple hidden containers. BestCrypt also offers the ability to protect existing hidden containers when creating a new one. Using the tool, you can also encrypt the container headers, which conceals the fact that you have an encrypted container. The tool also enables you to re-encrypt containers, change their ciphers and encryption keys, and also lets you add multiple passwords. ZuluCrypt's main attraction is that it lets you manage different types of encrypted volumes, including those encrypted by DMCrypt, /LUKS, and TrueCrypt. It can also encrypt individual files with GPG. The one feature common to both stacked file system encryption tools is the portability of the encrypted files that can be decrypted on other operating systems as well. Furthermore, eCryptFS lets you assign independently revocable multiple keys for the same encrypted data. Our verdict? TrueCrypt 4 out of 5, BestCrypt 5 out of 5, ZuluCrypt 5 out of 5, eCryptFS 4 out of 5, and EncFS 4 out of 5. Usability. Do you need superior intellect to use these tools? Tools that encrypt your data should be handled with care. The FAQs of encryption software deal with accidental data loss because of forgotten passwords, misplaced key files, or damaged headers. The same software that guards your data might also prevent you from accessing it ever again. This places even more responsibility on the developers of encryption software to make sure their users aren't overwhelmed by the tools at their disposal. In addition to being easy to install, a well-designed tool should expose its features correctly so that it doesn't force the user to look for the help file or support on the forums. TrueCrypt. Because of TrueCrypt's unclear licensing terms, the software isn't available in the repositories of any Linux distro and has to be downloaded from its website in the form of a compressed installation script. We also don't like it that TrueCrypt requires you to either use a sudo as configuration or run the tool as root user. The app has a graphical interface and can also be controlled from the command line. The step-by-step volume creation wizard makes the tool ideal for new users. TrueCrypt also has an option to benchmark the speed for encryption-decryption of various supported encryption ciphers. You can use the software to organize volumes and mount them with a single click. The tool also lets you change the encryption password and add or remove key files to volumes. 4 out of 5. BestCrypt. This proprietary tool isn't the easiest to install, but its documentation explains the process in detail. Like TrueCrypt, the app has a graphical interface and a command line utility, which has more functions than the GUI. For example, you can benchmark the performance of various ciphers supported by BestCrypt only by the CLI. The graphical interface is pretty simple to navigate. You get buttons to create a new container or load an existing one. New users can create a container simply by specifying a size and selecting the location of a container. Advanced users can optionally bring up additional options to select a file system for the container, change its encryption algorithm and encryption mode. You can perform various tasks on the container before mounting. 4 out of 5. ZuluCrypt. ZuluCrypt's GUI isn't as polished as BestCrypt's, but it's more intuitive than TrueCrypt's. You get separate options to create an encrypting container in a file and in a partition. You can also create random key files and use these to encrypt the containers. If you use the app to create a Lux container, the app will remind you to back up its header immediately after creating the container. The tool also has options to encrypt and decrypt standalone files and securely erase a device by writing random data to it, as well as a graphical tool for mounting and managing volumes. 4 out of 5. eCryptFS. The best thing about eCryptFS is that it's available in all major Linux distributions, so you can install the eCryptFS-utils package using your distribution's package manager. This will install a bunch of individual utilities to create, mount, and manage all aspects of the file system level encryption system. When you create a new encrypted directory, the tool will take you through a command line wizard to help you configure the directory. You'll be asked to select one of the 6 supported ciphers and its length to encrypt the directory, and you can also choose to encrypt the file name within its directory as well. 2 out of 5. EncFS. EncFS doesn't have an official graphical front end, but GNOME users can use the GNOME EncFS manager to manage the mount directories with it. The EncFS utility comes in several distros, including Fedora. Setting up an EncFS encrypted folder is similar to eCryptFS, although instead of using mount, you need to use the EncFS binary. EncFS also requires that 2 directories are used to keep encrypted and decrypted files. It's common practice to store the encrypted files inside a hidden directory. When you mount a new encrypted directory, you get 2 pre-configured settings with different encryption settings. 2 out of 5. support and documentation. When you're stuck and you need help, where do you turn? TrueCrypt includes a comprehensive 150-page user guide, which provides detailed instructions on using the application, as well as educating users about the precautions they must take when dealing with any kind of encrypted data. There's also a step-by-step beginner's guide and an FAQ that discusses common issues, such as forgetting encryption passwords and how to use the software in a removable device. The forum on the website, forums.truecrypt.org, has a dedicated board on problems related to the Linux version of TrueCrypt. When we checked, the latest update has been a week ago, where the Mac forum had been updated that day. Either Linux users are better than Mac users at using encryption software, or there just isn't much interest in the Linux version, or maybe it's a bit of both. BestCrypt also has a detailed user guide as well, as a quick start guide and a forum board, but no paid support. While the primary source of usage information about eCryptFS is in the form of man pages for the various utilities, it's the same with EncFS, although its website hosts some information about the tool for new users. Documentation is the weakest point of ZuluCrypt. It has no user guide and no how-tos that explain basic usage of the application. However, its developers make up for that by being quite vocal and active on the popular forum boards. From the help menu in the app, you can find out the default ciphers for the various types of containers you can create with the app, and some brief but important information, such as the importance of backing up Lux headers. The FAQ on the ZuluCrypt website answers some pretty useful questions and is a must-read for all users. Our verdict? TrueCrypt, 5 out of 5. BestCrypt, 3 out of 5. ZuluCrypt, 3 out of 5. eCryptFS, 2 out of 5. And EncFS, 2 out of 5. Performance? Do they add much overhead? TrueCrypt supports parallelized encryption for multi-core systems. This means that it can use all the cores in a multi-core processor in parallel to encrypt and decrypt the data. Furthermore, header key derivation is also parallelized, which means TrueCrypt can also mount volumes faster. However, one performance-enhancing feature in TrueCrypt, pipeline read-write operations, is only available on the Windows version of the tool. The quad-core AMD A8 processor on one of our test machines supports hardware-accelerated encryption, and thanks to the instruction set, which makes the encryption-decryption several times faster than when performed in a purely software implementation. TrueCrypt isn't the only app to take advantage of hardware acceleration. So too can eCryptFS and BestCrypt. However, we couldn't find the option to control the state of the AES hardware acceleration, either in the graphical front end or the CLI version. There's no information on whether ZuluCrypt uses hardware acceleration, but Crypt setup does support it. Since EncFS ties into the file system in user space kernel fuse module, you should expect some drop in performance when using it. For the same reason, the authors of eCryptFS claim their tool is faster than EncFS because there is no overhead caused by context switching between the kernel and user space. Many tools have a benchmarking tool built into them to help you compare the performance of the various ciphers for your setup. Some tools, such as BestCrypt, measure performance by averaging the time it takes to encrypt small amounts of data several times, while others let you specify the size of the buffer you wish to encrypt. In our tests, TrueCrypt was the fastest, writing over a gigabyte of files in under a minute. eCryptFS was marginally slower, while BestCrypt took over 3 minutes and was the slowest of the lot. EncFS, despite its user space disadvantage, repeatedly edged out ZuluCrypt, sometimes by as much as 20 seconds. Our verdict? TrueCrypt 5 out of 5, BestCrypt 1 out of 5, ZuluCrypt 3 out of 5, eCryptFS 5 out of 5, and EncFS 4 out of 5. Mounting volumes and working with the encrypted containers. To mount an encrypted volume, you provide the correct password and/or key file. Once mounted, an encrypted volume behaves like any other disk. You can even play or record multimedia content like a video from a mounted encrypted volume. The app will load bits of the video and decrypt it to RAM. The biggest advantage with both eCryptFS and EncFS is that they can be used to protect existing file systems without block device access, such as DeSamba shares or cloud storage folders. They also allow offline file-based backups of encryption files. EcryptFS has its own set of scripts to mount and unmount encrypted directories. EcryptFS also has utilities that can mount the encrypted directories from the Ubuntu Live CD to help you recover data. EncFS also has its own CLI tool to mount encrypted folders. Like EcryptFS, it also needs two directories, one to hold the encrypted data and the other to hold the unencrypted data. You can mount BestCrypt and TrueCrypt encrypted volumes from the graphical interface as well as the CLI. The graphical interface of both tools enable the user to mount the volumes as read-only. BestCrypt additionally lets you specify a mount point for the container. But both are topped by ZuluCrypt, which includes the Zulu Mount tool. This is a general-purpose mounting tool that can mount all encrypted volumes supported by ZuluCrypt, including Lux and TrueCrypt volumes. You can also mount volumes from the main ZuluCrypt app, but ZuluMount has a simpler interface and is designed with the sole purpose of mounting and unmounting file systems. In fact, ZuluMount can mount and unmount unencrypted volumes as well, and even manage plugged-in devices. Like ZuluCrypt, the ZuluMount tool has a CLI interface as well. ZuluMount also lets you mount point public and share it with other users. Our verdict: TrueCrypt 3 out of 5, BestCrypt 2 out of 5, ZuluCrypt 5 out of 5, EcryptFS 4 out of 5, and EncFS 3 out of 5. Our verdict on encryption tools. Broadly speaking, we have covered two types of encryption tools in this group test. Three do block device encryption, and two do stacked file system encryption. You'd use the latter if you wanted to keep an encrypted folder within, say, your home directory. For this purpose, you can use either EcryptFS or EncFS. If you want speed, go with EcryptFS, which operates in the kernel space. The other three tools create encrypted containers. In their encrypted form, these file containers appear like unintelligible files, and you can work with them just like any other file on the file system within your file manager. The most popular tool for creating such containers is TrueCrypt. The biggest advantage of the app is its portable nature, which means you can run it without installing the app. This is truly a useful feature, especially when combined with the fact that the app is available on multiple platforms. In effect, you can bundle TrueCrypt executables in a removable device along with the encrypted containers and decrypt them under any OS. The app also offers denial encryption just like BestCrypt, but the use of hidden folders can be dangerous in the hands of inexperienced users. Any changes you do to the mounted main part can overwrite and damage the hidden part. All things considered, ZuluCrypt comes out on top, as it has several distinct advantages over TrueCrypt. To begin with, the app doesn't expect you to have a sudo set up like TrueCrypt. Also, with ZuluCrypt, you get most of TrueCrypt's functionality with a clearer license. ZuluCrypt can create encrypted volumes in both files and partitions and allow the use of key files. ZuluCrypt can also encrypt individual files and can read different types of containers. To top it off, it has a nice intuitive graphical interface and a specialized tool for managing encrypted and unencrypted partitions. So in order of better to worst, we found put number one, ZuluCrypt. Built on solid foundation, the tool's intuitive graphical interface makes up for the lack of documentation. Second, it's TrueCrypt, one of the most popular encryption tools currently undergoing an audit to iron out some long pending issues, such as its licensing. In third place, we've got EcryptFS. One of the strengths of this tools is its wonderful utilities are its wonderful utilities that can also help locate and recover encrypted data. In fourth, there's EncFS. The lack of an official graphical tool is made up by the availability of pretty good third-party ones. And in fifth place, there's BestCrypt. The proprietary tool doesn't offer anything worth recommending over its open-source competitors. And did we mention it costs €50? You may also wish to try ZuluCrypt is a front-end to the Crypt setup and TC Play command line utilities. As we've mentioned earlier in the group test, the Crypt setup utility lets you create encrypted volumes based on the DMCrypt kernel module. Then there's TC Play, which is a feature-rich BSD-licensed implementation of TrueCrypt. If you prefer to, you can use these utilities without the ZuluCrypt GUI, that is, direct from the command line. DMCrypt looks can be applied to any type of device that is natively understood by the kernel. It can encrypt whole disks, removable media partitions, software RAID volumes, and logical volumes. It can also encrypt the swap partition, and in fact, the eCryptFS tools uses the same utility to encrypt the swap partition. It can also encrypt files as long as they are mounted as a loopback device with the LO setup utility, and thus available under the /dev directory. Crypt setup can take advantage of accelerated encrypted hardware, and you can format the container with any file system that's supported by the kernel.